Welcome to Score Business Points, the program that provides information to help small businesses get started, prosper, and grow. A mentor with the Ocean County Chapter of Score, here's your host, Michael Pappas.
Welcome to another edition of Score Business Points. This is your host, Michael Pappas. Opening a small business is not like Field of Dreams. Remember that movie? Kevin Costner's character kept hearing in his head, "If you build it, they will come." As a small business, it is necessary that you get your name in front of the public. Without the public knowing about you, they will not come, which means there's little chance of success. Reaching and engaging new audience members is essential for any organization. Expanding the reach of your message and generating awareness about your brand fuels growth for your entire business. And that's what makes public relations so important. What is public relations? According to the Public Relations Society of America, and I quote, "Public relations is a strategic communications process that builds mutually beneficial relationships between organizations and their publics." Basically, what that says to me is, public relations is taking a company, organization, or person and analyzing it for its most positive attributes. Then, using those positive attributes to tell a narrative that will advance the agenda of the company, organization, or person. Marketing and public relations, while not the same, do have the same goal: bringing in sales and helping the company succeed. Marketing is promoting or selling specific products or services. Public relations is about maintaining a positive reputation for a brand as a whole. Marketing is controlled in its content that is served to the consumer in a variety of mediums to get across a message. Advertising is a form of marketing. Additionally, marketing includes product development, market research, identifying your target audience, promoting the offering, strategic sales support, and post-purchase customer service. Public relations and marketing cannot exist without each other. Marketing focuses on the products, while public relations focuses on garnering love for the brand. If no one likes the brand, it's going to be very difficult to sell products. When you think about it, public relations has been around since the ancient Greek philosophers wrote about rhetoric public speakers used in order to be persuasive. But public relations, as the industry and profession as we know it today, is relatively modern, coming to light in the same time mass communications was in the early 20th century. And if you think about it, public relations today is still responsible for many of the same goals it was in the early days: generating awareness, building credibility, reinforcing a positive brand image with your audience. The biggest difference between traditional public relations and modern public relations is the way you execute your strategy. With public relations responsible for such fundamental goals, it's critical that everyone on your team understand what public relations actually is. That means knowing its full range of benefits, how it functions with your other communications efforts, and what it takes to build a plan that works for you. With me today to discuss public relations and how small businesses may take advantage of it is Arlene D. Schrager. Arlene, owner of ADS Public Relations and Marketing, founded the firm in 1987 after working as an in-house marketing coordinator for a local company for 5 years. With offices in Southern Ocean County, New Jersey, and Park City, Utah, ADS Public Relations and Marketing specializes in providing public relations and marketing communication solutions to professionals, consultants, nonprofits, small businesses, and startups. ADS Public Relations and Marketing is certified by the New Jersey Commerce and Economic Growth Commission as a woman business enterprise, which is an owned and controlled company by a woman. Arlene has worked as a community activist in a variety of capacities and organizations. She is a past president of the New Jersey Association of Women Business Owners, the Mercer Chapter, and of the Jewish Community Center of the Delaware Valley. She has served as a board member for the National Multiple Sclerosis Society, Women's American, ORT, Women for Greenwood House, and Adath Israel Congregation. For many years, Arlene promoted Trenton Small Business Week as a member of the committee and also as a coordinator. She has been active in the Ocean County on committees of the Southern Ocean County Chamber of Commerce and the Long Beach Island Foundation of the Arts and Sciences. Arlene ran the marketing component of the Lighthouse International Film Festival and did the publicity for the LBI-FLY International Kite Festival, as well as for the JCC of LBI. That's a lot, Arlene.
Yes, it is.
Well, Well, I thank you for taking the time to be with us today on the phone. So in my opening remarks, I said that public relations is a strategic communication process that builds mutually beneficial relationships between organizations and their publics. Now, with all of your years in public relations, is that a fair definition or is there more?
It's a pretty fair definition, but I use the following. It's the discipline which looks after your reputation with the aim of earning understanding and support and influencing opinion and behavior. It's the planned and sustained effort to establish and maintain goodwill and mutual understanding between a business and the public.
See, okay. So what are the skills that a public relations professional should have in order to be effective and successful at the job?
Well, here are some of the things that public relations professionals do for their clients. They write their press releases, organize news conferences, manage events, seminars, and trade shows, which showcase the expertise of the client, which is always the important thing. Act as the client's spokesperson, train their clients in public speaking and speaking to their clients. I've even trained people on how to dress and how to hold their bodies when they're meeting with the public. Help with strategic planning, we write company newsletters and any other copy that needs professional editing. With that in mind, PR professionals need to be able to write well, have good management skills, be able to cultivate relationships with the media, which is absolutely vital, and present a polished image that represents the client and thinks out of the box.
When I met you and I was thinking about the show, I did some research, and I came across the statement in an online article by David Roos. That's R-O-O-S. He said, public relations professionals work to obtain free publicity for their client. So exactly how would you go about obtaining free publicity?
Well, free publicity is really what I would call earned media. That is, it allows you to tell your story indirectly through third-party outlets like news stories and testimonials. If you would know nothing about a new product or service, you're likely to believe the content you read about it, especially if it comes from a credible source and it appears in the copy section of a newspaper or publication, as opposed to reading an ad, hearing an ad.
I talked about being public relations and marketing kind of being aligned. So how close is public relations aligned with marketing and why? And if there is an alignment, how does it work?
Well, public relations is marketing, but it's marketing that you can control some of the time. You can control the marketing of your company, your product, your services, your candidate, your issues, to the extent that your PR professional or you write articles about you, create a seminar or photo opportunity for you, or find an angle the media is interested in to convince a reporter to take up your story. In that way, it's marketing and it's free. And the media, in turn, writes about your company and gives you the exposure, which is considered unbiased and more credible than a paid advertisement.
Okay. All right, then. So if that's what marketing is, how is public relations that different than from advertising?
Well, let me give you kind of a back and forth for that. Advertising is paid, but public relations is earned by the value of what you have to offer. Advertising builds exposure, and public relations is to build trust. Your product with the person or the client who's buying it. In advertising, an audience is always skeptical. But in public relations, media gives that validation, that third-party validation that you need, because if you read about it in the paper, you're going to think it's accurate. Advertising, you have a guaranteed placement. You pay for the ad. You place it where you want, you tell them how many times, and that's that. Public relations, there's no guarantee that your article that describes your company or something that's happening in your company will actually be in the paper. And so you need your PR professional to persuade the media people to put it in. In advertising, you have complete creative control, but in public relations, the media, whatever it is, whether it's radio, TV, newspapers, magazines, they control the final version. And in advertising, ads are mostly visual, but in PR, you're using language, you're using copy, you're using words, you're not using a display ad. Advertising can be more expensive, and public relations is usually less expensive or even free, obviously, because you're paying your professional, but you're not paying for the insertion. And advertising says, buy this product, but public relations says, I'm giving you important information. So, and also in advertising, your shelf life is for as long as you want it to run. You know, it can run many, many, many times. But in public relations, it's a single set of copy that comes out about your company or about your event, and that's it. So you have to constantly keep on doing those kinds of things over and over.
How does one go about building a public relations plan if you're a small business?
Well, companies can't just use public relations or advertising. The best way to get a good bang for your buck is to use both in a mix. And these are some of the things that you really need to talk about. You need to use a complete arsenal of tactics. You need to use things such as direct mail, hosting events, investing in marketing and competitor analysis, working in community affairs personally, and building up media relations, which is probably the most important. You could do micro campaigns where you target the top X number of prospects instead of the whole world. You can't do the whole world. You always have to have a target market. And continue to advertise, but you need to add, for an ad, you need to put a call to action in. In other words, you're making an ad to for the purpose of getting someone to call you, write you, or buy immediately. So you have to ask for that. You don't ask for that in a press release. And also, humor increases recall. So get creative. Use humorous or self-effacing messages to reflect your more human side, the warm and fuzzies. But most important, create your own uniqueness, so that you are interesting to the media and they will come back to you again and again because you are now their expert on that particular subject. There's a huge difference between a benefits and features of a company, a product, or a person who's trying to sell themselves. The features are the things that you are. You know, you're purple, green, orange, you're smart, you're this, you're that. The benefits are, well, how is that going to work for me? How is that going to fit into my lifestyle? Why do I need that? So you have to have both.
If you're building a public relations plan, how do you know that it's effective? Is there any sort of way of measuring it?
There are professional companies which do the measuring for you at a cost. I always say that public relations is like sowing seeds. You throw them out in the dirt. Some come up and grow and some don't. And a PR marketing campaign is just that. You do a campaign, not just a one-shot deal. Oh, I put in an ad in the paper and nothing happened. Oh, I had somebody write an article about me and nothing happened. But you have to do it within, like, let's say, the 3 to 6 month trial period to see how your efforts are paying off, because otherwise this one-shot deal stuff definitely does not work.
Well, again, and talking about, I was researching the subject, I came across an online article by Robert Wynn. He's a public relations professional based in Manhattan Beach, California, and he wrote something about something called the Barcelona Principles. According to the article, they are 7 voluntary guidelines established by professionals in the industry to measure the value of public relations campaigns. Now, my understanding is that they were created in 2010 and modified in 2015 to make them more reflective of the current communications industry. My question to you is, have you heard of these? And if you and can you explain how they work?
Actually, I heard of them from you.
Oh.
Because I had not heard of them.
Okay.
But public relations, as I said before, it's not an exact science, and it can be very subjective. I read over what you the Barcelona Principles, and I would suggest that your listeners look up the Barcelona Principles and see the pros and the cons discussions about them, because there are both. it could be both confusing and enlightening, in my opinion.
Okay. Social media has exploded over the past 10 years, the most popular being Facebook, YouTube, WhatsApp, Messenger, and Instagram. How, as a public relations professional, can you take advantage of these platforms?
Well, I personally am not a user of the social media platforms as a public relations tool. They are more of an advertising tool, and they can reach a targeted audience. Again, it's important to target your audience before going wholesale into the social media platforms. Some target markets are not users or not influenced by this type of advertising, and you have to know who your customers are at the start point of all marketing. You can't just say, I ask people often when I meet them the first time, so who's your target market? And they say, well, everyone. And I say, no, it can't be everyone. Let's narrow it down. Let's be more specific, because then you're going to target what you're saying to the right person, and not, you can't be all things to all people. And that's true with social media platforms as well.
You have
to be very careful. And it's not inexpensive.
No. I mean, it's kind of like when I was in consulting, which thank God I'm no longer having to do, but it was always, I had to target the people that I wanted to make my presentations to or my pitches to. I couldn't go to any, mine was payroll. I couldn't go to any payroll professional because they may not be the decision makers. My job was to find the decision makers and pitch to the decision maker. And that was always a big campaign going on, finding always, and that was in small businesses, basically the same thing, finding your, and that's basically my target audience was a decision maker, because if I have the expertise and they have the problem, I can solve that problem. And that's when they're going to think about me. And that's basically what you're kind of saying there.
Yeah, and I'm saying you really do need to target the exact people that you need, the decision makers, but also the businesses, the kinds of businesses you need to deal with, want to deal with, or the kinds of people you want to deal with. You have to really think that through as a small business owner, because, again, you cannot be everything to everyone, so you have to refine it. You can always enlarge it, but in the beginning, you're better off making it narrow so you can concentrate.
Well, then, do you have any tips for the small business owner listening on how they can be more successful, say, using social media as a public relations platform?
Not so much as social media for public relations, but there are ways that your listeners can do their own public relations, either partially or in conjunction with a professional. And quite frankly, working with a professional means working with the professional, because a PR professional cannot do it alone. They need to have your input, and they have to speak in your voice. And the only way they can do that is if they get to know you and your product and your target market and your goals, all of that while they're working for you. Otherwise, it isn't going to work. You just don't hand over to somebody and say, here, write copy for me and get me on the radio, and, you know, I need a TV spot, or let's have get me a speaking engagement or whatever. If you're going to do it for yourself, you have to learn who you should contact at every kind of publication or media outlet. You have to know if it's the person in your case in the business department, or it's the person in the features department, or it's the person in the entertainment department. It just depends, and that's what you need to know first of all. Mm-hmm. And that's easy to find on most websites of the media outlets. Mm-hmm. Then you need to find out when the deadlines are for submitting articles and what types of articles they want. Some newspapers and magazines have a 3-month lead time. Some have a 3-week lead time. Some have a will only put in something that already happened. Some will only put in something that's going to happen. So you need to know that. You need to know whether they want the information before the event, after the event, with photos, without photos, and how to actually transmit them to them so they can use them easily and without any stress. Because once they're stressed, you go out the window. They don't have time for stress. You have to find out what format the press releases need to be in and what angles the outlets are most interested in. are there special issues of a publication which will fit into your specialty? If they're doing an issue on nonprofits and you're a nonprofit, that's where you belong. You don't belong in the one that they're going to be doing on summer fun days. That wouldn't work for you. And so you could submit it, but it'll never get in. The other things you can do for yourself as a small business is volunteer to speak in your community to establish yourself as an expert. I've actually done that at the Southern Ocean Chamber. I've spoken several times to the women in business, and that is a good way to establish that you're an expert in that particular field. Or you could hold your own seminar on a topic that's very hot right now, and invite the media and your current clients to it so that they, again, see your expertise. That's the whole trick. One more thing you can do, which I think is very interesting and many people are doing these days, is to create a podcast to which you invite different speakers who can showcase your knowledge and provide information to your listeners. Mm-hmm. And the whole point of doing a podcast or doing a website or doing anything is that you have to advertise the existence of it so that you drive your people to listen to it, or you drive people to go and read it, to absorb it, whatever it is. But you have to advertise its existence somehow. Okay. Otherwise, it won't work.
Thank you, Arlene. Thank you for all of your insights into the public relations. It's been very informative, especially for me. I hope the listeners...
Well, thank you so much, and I hope it's helpful for your listeners.
I hope
well.
So, too. Our listeners, running a small business is no easy task.
That is true.
Yeah, you've got limited time, budget, and resources to get stuff done to grow your business. However, you need to put yourself out there as much as possible to have steady incoming revenue. So, where do you even start? One of the ways of making the best use of your resources and garnering new business is by doing great public relations. As you heard, public relations essentially is about earning people's attention and trust and gaining free publicity as a result of that. Some of us tend to think that public relations is only for large multinational brands that have huge marketing budgets. It would make sense, since doing public relations seems like a full-time job that requires the type of resources that small businesses just don't have. On the contrary, public relations is even more essential for small businesses to grow. With all you've heard from Arlene Schrager, you have the beginnings of your public relations platform. And think about what it can do for your business. It's more effective than advertising. According to a Nielsen study, public relations is 90% more effective than advertising in influencing customers. That being said, getting a favorable mention of your brand, which is earned and not paid, holds much more weight than an ad. In your mix of activities, public relations is another crucial way to reach your audience, build awareness, and create a positive business image. Instead of it competing with your marketing efforts, public relations can supplement and support your other activities in a way advertising can't. For small businesses that rely heavily on word of mouth, upset customers can spread bad publicity and put a dent in your brand credibility. That's not all. Employee-related scandals, defective products, and potential lawsuits can be mitigated if dealt with quickly and in the right way. A key part of public relations is to stay on top of what's being said about your business and making sure that information that is being spread is accurate. If it isn't, your public relations plan should include a section on how to manage and rectify misinformation. Unlike traditional media, online media doesn't have a shelf life. News articles remain visible on search engines indefinitely. This means any public relations content you create can gain more value as it lives on. But remember, never make social media your crisis response bureau. Sometimes bad things happen to good companies. Websites crash. Corporate-level executives are indicted. Facilities burn down or flood. When crises arise, you need a PR response team in place to take charge and deal directly with the media. You want them to provide up-to-the-minute support that reassures the public and customers. Some of the worst PR crises in recent months occurred when companies defaulted to Twitter to handle press inquiries. Media went berserk and wrote about their frustrations in trying to find a live human to answer questions. Used as part of an integral approach to communications, platforms like Facebook, YouTube, and Pinterest can amplify the impact of public relations to build the brand, create a loyal community of followers, and attract interested members of the press. But remember that social media is a PR tool, not a substitute. When you engage with media, know the rules. One more thing. Public relations creates long-lasting relationships. Building and maintaining relationships might seem like a time-consuming endeavor, but if you work with it systematically, you'll create a daily or weekly routine that is easy to keep. And as a small business, you may not think you're in the business of or in need of public relations, but you are. Public relations is crucial to the success of every business, big or small. The difference is that a small, budget-conscious business doesn't have the luxury of hiring a high-priced PR firm. So you have to take it a more do-it-yourself approach, such as the one Arlene suggested, to mastering your public relations. If you'd like more information about this show, or for that matter, any previous Score Business Point show, you may email us at sbp@wbnj.org. That's sbp@wbnj.org. If you have a topic you would like to hear discussed on Score Business Points, or you have a comment about any Score Business Point show, you may email us at the same email address, sbp@wbnj.org.
Are you a small business owner who has overcome a business problem? Maybe you'd like to let the listeners know how you did it. If so, send me an email at sbp@wbnj.org. Again, that's sbp@wbnj.org. Or maybe you're a subject matter expert like my guest and would like to pass on your knowledge to the listeners. I can be reached at the same email address, sbp@wbnj.org. Again, sbp@wbnj.org. As you may be aware, SCORE provides free business mentoring and education to the small business owner or potential small business owner. The education takes the form of webinars or in-person seminars. The Southeast Chapter of SCORE holds these webinars and in-person seminars throughout the year at various locations in Ocean, Atlantic, and Cape May counties. To learn more about what webinars and in-person seminars are being held, go to score.org/southeastnj. That's score.org/southeastnj and click on Local Workshops in the top navigation. Once there, you can click on any one of the webinars or in-person seminars listed to learn more about it and how to register.
That's all the time we have for today. I'd like to thank my guest, Arlene D. Schrager, for taking the time to be with us. Tune in next week for more SCORE Business Points. This is your host, Michael Pappas, saying so long until then.
For those who may not be familiar with SCORE, SCORE is a nonprofit association dedicated to helping small businesses get off the ground, grow, and achieve their goals through education and mentorship. They've been doing this for over 50 years because their work is supported by the U.S. Small Business Administration, the SBA. And thanks to a network of 11,000-plus volunteers, they're able to deliver their services at no charge or very low cost. For more information on how you and your business can benefit from a mentorship from SCORE, you can visit score.org/southeastnj. That's score.org/southeastnj. If you've missed any part of today's broadcast, you can catch an instant replay at wbnj.org. SCORE Business Points is a production of the New Jersey Southeast Chapter of SCORE and 91.9 WBNJ.